welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to caution, I want to thank Mark, first of all, for his call and for his comments. Secondly, I want to caution him on, you know, this whole Roger Sales thing. Because, you know, he's not operating, in my opinion, on a very firm basis in law. And, you know, it just doesn't seem to me that you can, you know, not be a U.S. national and still collect benefits from the state and maintain a U.S. passport. And, it's a whole gray area there that, in my opinion, is going to end you up in court for the rest of your days or in jail or a combination of the two, which is not a very healthy situation. You always have to go and depend on a firm footing. You know, Public Law 15, United States Statutes at Large, Chapter 249, is a firm footing. You're no longer under their jurisdiction, but of course, then you can't accept the benefits of the state. With that said, before I waste any more of the few minutes here, let me go to our next caller, Vince. And Vince, where are you at, Vince? In Indiana?
I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana. I live east, next county over.
That's a good little town.
Yeah. Well,
I was surprised the time that I spent in Indianapolis after having been in Dallas of, you know, how small Indianapolis is by comparison. It's a town of about a million people, where the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex is about, I think it's a total combined with the suburbs, about 7 million people.
Mm-hmm. But Indianapolis, man, one of the medium-sized cities. But, but we practice I think you were talking about the 13th and 14th Amendments. The 14th Amendment sets up a little system of law.
And, that's correct.
I want to read you something, if I may, just a couple short paragraphs. And they talk about here things that, you know, police power, police states, on, and servitude. But one of the things that they address here is that, accordingly, it says here, American citizens do not realize that they have given up their liberties by not expressly terminating the de facto citizenship at their age of majority. Moreover, they consent to an induced constitutional system and unnatural franchise citizenship by voting, such as being set up under the operation of law under Section 2 of the 14th Amendment.
That's all correct. Where are you reading that from?
Well, I'm reading it from this one of the websites here.
What website is that?
Well, let me see. And it's called RTR.org. And it says a dual system of law effectuated by the 14th Amendment.
And that's, you know, that's been my primary focus since I've, you know, read L.D. Bork's book, The Red Amendment. And really, this is the cause, in my opinion, of most of our problems, is this de facto police state. And of course, you know, it's a government of consent. And, of course, the minute you give your consent, then the lawmakers are free to do whatever the hell they want. And, of course, this is a huge problem because you can see what they're doing. They're giving themselves more and more rights and more power, and they're taking it away from who? From you and I. It's the only place it can come from, you know. We know the people as a whole are the sovereign, but we've given up that right. And we've accepted the privileges of the state. With that said, we have to go for another word from our sponsors. When we get back, we'll have more callers and more comments. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're visiting with our caller here, Vince. And Vince is from Indianapolis, Indiana. And Vince, I checked at the RestoreTheRepublic.org website, mm-hmm. and what you're reading there was actually written by L.B. Bork, the author of the Red Amendment.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if what exact writing of his that came out of it, that actually came out of the Red Amendment, but someone has taken that and posted it there. And it's, you know, in my opinion, absolutely correct that you have a political choice to make, that there are more than one political body in the United States because there's more than one country in the United States, and those countries are foreign to one another. But they have a treaty between the countries, just like, you know, we have, you know, treaties with other countries. And, of course, the whole thing, the point I was trying to make earlier about the European Union is European Union citizenship will make every person in Europe taxable directly by the unelected European Union, quote-unquote, government in Brussels. My point here is that, one, the European Union is not a country. It's a treaty. It's a financial treaty. It's a financial agreement. But they're trying to make it into a country just like the United States is not a nation technically. Technically, you need three things under international law to be a nation. Those three things are de jure law. The de jure law only exists in the republics of the states. All U.S. citizens are in rebellion against the de jure law. So, two, you need a de jure military. The organic constitution says you can't have a standing army for more than 2 years. must have a declaration of war from the Congress. We have neither, so we know the military is not de jure. And, of course, the third one is de jure money. And as I've explained many times before on this show, there is no money in the United States. Call it funds, call it legal tender, call it promissory notes, call it anything but money. There's no money in this country. And according to House Joint Resolution 192, no man can pay his debts because there's no money. He can only discharge his debts with legal tender, Federal Reserve notes. And of course, there's a tariff because you are importing a foreign commodity from a foreign company, which is a maritime insurance company, which we know as the Federal Reserve Bank. It is foreign to the United States. When you accept its note, its promise to pay from the United States government, you're pretty much accepting a beggar's, you know, million-dollar note that you know will never be paid. And so, you know, we got real problems here. But there's an answer. What do you think, Keith? I mean, Vince?
I agree. The answer is for the people to.
Well, I'm looking at the RTR site here, you know, and they're banging the political gong, and, you know, we need to, you know, elect this guy or elect that guy or vote this guy out of office or vote that guy out of office. Yep. And it doesn't matter who you vote into office or out of office. You know, the base, you know, the system is corrupt from the head. As the Russians say, you know, a fish rots from the head. You know, it stinks from the top down. And the fact is, they've stolen our lawful form of government. They've stolen our money, and we've gone along with it. And again, the answer is not to get out your gun and go shoot somebody. Don't do that. Just remove your consent. If everybody would understand how and go back to doing it the right way. But nobody understands the right way anymore. There's no right and wrong. There's no absolutes. There's no rule of law in this country. And we're going to see bad things happening in the future.
The one thing I wanted to bring up to you, and I think this is part of this 14th Amendment, is called states are dispatching these nuisance abatement teams. And that's to get people back on the grid. They've dispatched them out in the county of Los Angeles. Los Angeles, California. A lot of, you know, Los Angeles County is desert.
Yeah, they're going out there trying to run those people off their land so they can take it and buy it up, the politicians, for the next round of development.
But the other thing is they want to get people back on the grid because there was a small town out in Rhode Island here where the utility shut off all the gas service. And they claim that there was air in the pipes and that they needed to get into these people's homes. And what they were doing was, you know, the police brought a locksmith. And they had a picture on this in one of their newspapers. The guy had a jiggler, what they call a jiggler. They can pop open anybody's lock. And it was...
So they shut the gas off so the police could go and illegally search everybody's homes, huh?
You know, and then, you know, but they claim that they need to relight the pilot lights. So they can claim that the house could blow up. You know, I know what the air...
I mean, they turn the gas off from Russia to Europe all the time to jack the price up.
Yeah.
You know, this is just another weapon of the communists. You know, that's why, you know, all ownership in the state. That's why, you know, the government has to control all the transportation, all the land, all the infrastructure, all the means of production. You know, it's control, control, control. I mean, that's all we're talking about.
I mean, you know, and I wanted to give another, you know, because you talk about the Hegelian dialectic of this gentleman. I heard him on C-SPAN here a couple weeks ago. His name is Jonathan Turley.
And, don't know that name. Go ahead.
But he said that, you know, the state attorney general is pursuing, you know, laws and to overturn, I guess, some kind of federal court intrusion, you know, to make laws against filming police department's actions or policemen's actions, even though they have over 10,000 cameras in Chicago looking at you, looking at the people in Chicago.
But you can't film them.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is how the dictators take over. You know, it's this progressive, deterioration of rights. I just saw a film recently on the G20 in Toronto, and they gave the police special powers that anybody that was in 5 meters of the fence, they could ask him for an ID, just like martial law in Germany before the Second World War. You know, anybody walking down the street, the soldiers could just, you know, where's your ID? Who are you? You know, and of course, that ain't freedom.
I did want to state one thing, if I may. I have two pickup trucks. They're 1983 and 1985. And they don't have any of the solid-state electronics in the vehicle at all.
Uh-huh.
I still have all the alternator, generator, and belts and everything.
It's mechanical, I understand.
It's mechanical. And, see, they can't, you know, I get letters from the state. I quit registering them. That's what I quit doing. But they said it exceeded mechanical operational limits. And, you know, both these trucks don't even have it. They have about 150,000 miles on each of them.
Right.
And I've kept them in good shape. I run them on my farm. I don't run them on the streets because I have my own.
They don't have any spy devices built into them that, you know, they can tell everything from those data recorders in the machines now. I mean, you know, you got a chip in there that's telling exactly when the gas was pushed and how hard it was pushed, how fast the car was going, how fast the engine was turning, if you stepped on the brakes before you hit somebody. You know, it's like having a spy built into your car. You know, all these electronics keep track of everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know, they can't control you with your old 1983 car, so they just make it illegal for you to drive it. You know, it's, oh, it's too, it puts out, you know, too much emissions or NOx or oxides or, you know, they can always find a reason to take something away from you.
Well, I say what, you know, I mean, I've taken good care of them, and they turn right out, you know, turn them on and go right like a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but that's the way we can control, you know, take control is being responsible for our own lives and to help our neighbors out.
I agree.
But not,
hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
I got callers waiting here, so I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your comments and your questions. But, yeah, the government, you know, they want full control over everybody, and they're working day and night and have been for over 30 years since the Civil War to make sure that they have it all. They've filled the glass totally with oil. They've drowned us all in the oil, and they're not going to put a single drop of water back into that cup if they can help it. Our next caller is Richie in Louisiana. How are you today, Richie?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day down here, and I guess I'm as well as I could be in under the current domestic intranquility. But I'm glad you brought up Roger Sales earlier, because I have been in touch with him and have received information and read a lot of his material and was drawn to using that method. But in the meantime, I had discovered this Sovereign Education Defense Ministry. And, you know, I'm learning as I go along. No law training. This reading is overwhelming. I'm barely grasping concepts, but still trying. And according to the, and the Southern.
Let me say that about the Sovereign Education Defense Ministry is that you have to be very careful. And
yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at, yes.
It is that there's a lot of good information there mixed in with some kind of questionable information there, and then there's things, you know, it's kind of a potpourri of stuff. You know, I always recommend people go to, like, Jurisdictionary or go to the People's Awareness Coalition. He has a better process. He's done the legal research, and he really understands. This is about status.
Kate, will you hold me over, please?
Absolutely, Richie. We'll be back in just a few minutes here after the break. But it's really about status. And status means state or country or political body that you belong to. And that's what it's all about. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Get up.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation. And the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to remind everybody to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up at the noon hour, and that we're visiting with our caller, Richie from Louisiana. And Richie, you were saying about this Sovereign Education Defense Ministry.
More stuff than we could read. They make a huge claim that everything they do is totally kosher, if you'll pardon that term, and they can prove it, and they challenge anyone. And they say all of the, if you do this process, they're not promising, of course, that Big Brother isn't going to bother you, but you've got every angle covered. And they claim you're non-national citizen under, they use the 14th Amendment, as a matter of fact, as part of the law to help you establish this. Also with USC Section 101A21, the 14th Amendment, and there's a few others. So, I mean,
help. Well, I mean, you know, like Roger Sales, you know, he has a U.S. passport. You can't have a U.S. passport without being a U.S. national, without being a citizen of the country. And so...
Well, as defined by, then you get into Evitt versus, I think it's Downs, and the three distinctions of what is the United States, right? I mean, the Supreme Court clarifies exactly, subject to the jurisdiction above, it means political jurisdiction of the United States.
That's correct.
Of the not of the legislative United States.
I don't draw the distinction there. Run that
well,
by me
again. The distinction is if you are the 14th Amendment.
If you're a 14th Amendment citizen.
Right. Anybody who was born here is a 14th Amendment citizen, separate from the legislative statutory citizenship. That it's
what you have to do is you have to read Statute 15, the one I keep talking about here. It says in there that all Americans and their descendants are citizens of foreign states and owe their allegiance thereto. And then at the end of it, it says, but we're going to naturalize you into the United States. So you're a naturalized U.S. citizen. You're not born in the United States because the United States only consists of 10 square miles in Washington, D.C. The rest of it's their territories.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's really confusing. There's a lot of gray areas
in this.
And, you know, I think the writer of that has taken, you know, this and just twisted it up a little bit. It's scary because, everybody wants to do the right thing, but nobody knows what the right thing is.
Right. And from what I'm hearing is there really is no one way to do this. Is that correct?
Well, again, you have to follow the law. You have to follow, you can either, go to the People's Awareness Coalition and have them walk you through the process and help you produce all the paperwork that works every time, and it's instantaneous, or you can fiddle around with all these other people and, get yourself labeled as a tax protester. And, then you're going to have problems with the IRS. And basically what people have to kind of understand is that it's like starting your life over again with nothing.
Yeah.
But what people don't really understand is that their life today, they have nothing. They own nothing.
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, then I'll hang up. Would you, if you could, go through specifically the hypothetical person who wants to do this? From the moment they sit down and lick a stamp or put a stamp on an envelope or whatever, because I'm even more confused now than before I called you. and really, it does work to make you just want to throw your hands up and stay in. It does have an effect.
Well, they've purposely, clouded the water. The powers that be have made all these laws, and a lot of the laws conflict. And so, it's really hard to understand how we got from where we were to where we are. And
so, in other words, Mr. Posnarek, I wanted you to say, once they've pulled me in front of a judge or this hypothetical person, what do you tell them? And it's, as clear as you could to help us understand this. And I'll clear the line.
The whole idea here, just hang on with me, Richard.
Yeah, okay.
The whole idea here is not to go to court at all. What you have to do is you have to notice them. You have to notice who. You have to notice the governor of your state. Okay? The governor of your state has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of your state. Okay? When you inform him that you are expatriating, that you are no longer a, member of his political body, that you're no longer subject to his jurisdiction, you must send a requirement for him to perform certain things. And one of those things is to notify all the police officers under his control that you're no longer under their jurisdiction and that they can't mess with you. Mm-hmm. And so the whole purpose of doing it this way is to not go to court.
Yeah.
Why? You can't go to court now because you're not under their jurisdiction. So unless you injure somebody, see, under the common law, there must be a corpus delicti. There must be a body of crime. You must be able to face your accuser. So if you don't injure anybody, there's no crime. We'll go on when we come back. Stay tuned. Listen to Positively Unconstitutional.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I'm sleeping. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it all over again.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We're visiting with our caller, Richie, from Louisiana. And Richie, what I'm hearing you say to me is that you want me to tell you exactly what to do. So, Richie dropped, well, he's listening. He wants me to tell him exactly what to do. And here's my recommendation. Now, I want to explain that I am under contract with the People's Awareness Coalition. And that contract specifically states that I will not release their documentation of how to do their administrative process. And the reason is to protect themselves. And what they're protecting themselves from is, you know, people like the Ted Turners out there who grab a piece of something that is totally legitimate and add a few of their own little twists and turns to it and sell it to a bunch of people for thousands and thousands of dollars, and all the people that do what he tells them to do end up getting in trouble. I can assure you that if you understand the law, and that's the first thing, is you have to first understand the law. The way to understand the law is to study first the maxims in law. And then, second, you can look at, you know, what the Supreme Court says sometimes in relation to these maxims. But you always have to read what the Supreme Court says with a careful eye, because they never say exactly what they mean. Because remember, we live now under the color of law. And so the judges have discretion to change the meaning and the use of words in a legal setting. And so it's hard to know even what the words mean when you read them. So here's what you do, Richie. You know, go on your computer, go to the People's Awareness Coalition, and sign a contract with them, and they will help you prepare all the paperwork you need. It's worked hundreds of times. It's better than anybody else's process, and it's very inexpensive. I want you to understand that this is, you know, this is L.B. Bork's life work. I said Ted Turner, I meant Tim Turner. Ted Turner, Tim Turner, they're probably about the same guy, I think. They're both probably along the same guidelines. But anyhow, go there, educate yourself, sign a contract with him, pay the man his measly $750 and get yourself a new life. And I understand that we've got Richie back on the line. Richie, did you have a comment for us?
Yes. The Sovereign Education Ministry, Defense Ministry, also is under contract, and they have you sign an agreement, just like you said, only they don't charge you a dime. You know, this is all free information for you to do. And they definitely jump on you like you did on me. They don't want you having them do the work for you. And they really castigate you if you come with that attitude. And while it sounded like that, I understand I'm responsible for me, but I look at it like this. This is just an example. When the student goes to the law school, he wants the teacher to show him exactly what to do. Well, how am I supposed to know it if somebody doesn't teach me, Mr. Posnarik? I've never had a law course. I'm reading this party of the second party, and they write this in this legal code, and the layman is supposed to pick this up and decipher it on his own? So, no, I don't want you to hold my hand, but I sure could use a helping hand.
And I couldn't agree with you more. I'm struggling with the same issues that you are. I'm not very far in front of you. You know,
Have you reached that status? Are you out of the system?
No, I'm not completely out of the system now. I have some entanglements that I'm trying to unwind.
Sure.
My best advice to you is spend $35. Buy the Red Amendment book by L.B. Bork.
Yeah.
Read it.
Okay.
Once you understand, see, the whole thing is understanding the definitions of words. Like, for instance, are you a resident of Louisiana?
Yes. See, I've gone that far.
Let me tell you something. Resident is a lower status than citizen.
Yeah, I'm both.
So
yeah,
how can you be a citizen?
I haven't made any moves yet.
How can you be a citizen and a resident? Ask yourself these questions. See, these are the problems in the gray areas that the law creates. It creates the problem. Well, if I'm a citizen of the state of Louisiana, then I'm not a resident. A resident is not a citizen. He has a lower status. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they do these things. I mean, go read, you know, the Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. Now, surely somebody could have written more concise sentences than those to make us understand exactly what it was that they were saying in those sentences. And now I spend most of my time arguing about the structure of that sentence and what that thing means. And what it means is that it's a vote, it's a crime to vote if you're a U.S. citizen. Why? Because you've voted to overthrow the lawful government of your country. You're in rebellion. It's a quiet war that's been set forth by the 14th Amendment, which sets forth a new constitutional system, a statutory law system, a civil Roman law system. And all U.S. citizens are subject to this Roman civil law. And basically, the Roman civil law works like this, is that they can write any law they want, and there's nothing you can do about it. They're very careful of making all the laws mesh, and that's why, you know, it gets so confusing, because it's totally in conflict to the original purpose of our Constitution. It's totally, you know, it's just totally against the natural law.
If you don't mind me asking, without getting into any detail, these entanglements you're still involved in, do you see them insurmountable, or are they a matter of just doing the correct procedure?
One of them is a contract, and it's an eight-year contract. And I just entered into it in it is about three more years on the contract before I can end it.
Void it, huh?
Yeah, and see, that's the thing about contracts is that, you know, Jerry Kirk taught me that, you know, there's basically two kinds of contracts. One kind of contract has a set definite time, and the other contract is just perpetual. And we can end either contract. It's just if there is a set time, you know, you have to pay heavy penalties and fines to break those contracts. And these are financial contracts that I'm talking about now. And, you know, some things that I'm involved in that I'm involved in commerce, Richie. That's the bottom line.
That's
and until
it,
I can
commerce.
Remove myself from that commerce, then I can't, I can't get out. But I'm working on it.
I know my voice got a little high. We really appreciate what you do, man. You're a patriot, and your voice is out there on the line, and I just hope more of us can figure this thing out.
Well, you know, again, a lot of the information that's out there has been produced by somebody else, and they've just thrown some things on. You know, they've just thrown some additions and some different things. Let me ask you a question. Would you like to speak with L.B. Bork?
Absolutely.
Let's bring him online. I know he's out there online. I hope the producer's listening to the show.
Yeah, and you see, this will get into, Mr. Posnarek, you really do at some point have to have somebody hold your hand. I mean, you know, like I said, I don't want
you need a society
to follow my work.
This is about politics. You belong to a political society,
right.
The United States. You want to change your political affiliation because you don't support what they're doing. And the state nationals have another political society, the Lawful Du Jour Society in the United States. And they're working very hard to keep that from being subverted. You know, I used to be a member of the John Birch Society, but all they're doing is engaging in the Hegelian dialectic.
Yeah.
And there they've got LB online now. LB, join us. We're visiting with Richie here in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. LB.
Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. LB.
How are you doing?
I'm confused and scared, and I want to give me liberty.
I understand that.
Death. Yeah, this is. I'm trying to get involved in this process, and Mr. Posnarek just clearly stated the goal is I've got myself into a political status, and I want out. Now, first question, I'm white and born in Louisiana. Am I a national, non-citizen national by constitutional authority?
You're
prior
a U.S.
to my
national.
Volunteering.
Can you
to my
hear me?
Volunteering. Yes, I can. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
We hear you.
Okay. I don't know if I'm getting feedback. My headphones aren't working. I'm going through the speaker system right now. So, you're a U.S. national by birth based on several things that have happened. Operation of law under the 14th Amendment and, you know, consent in that regard. And there's a lot of other things that have happened in regard to, you know, what's happened with birth certificates, et cetera, et cetera.
So
your answer is he is a U.S. citizen, definitely.
Yes. Yes, he's a U.S. citizen national under Title VIII, Section 1401. Sorry, I'm a little rusty here.
What's the Title VIII, 11?
Section 1401.
Yep. If you read that, this is why I say this. There's a lot of people that say that I wasn't born in the United States, meaning, you know, talking about D.C. is what they're referencing. Well, if you look at 1401, the language is clear that everyone born in the United States under Section A is a U.S. citizen. And the reason I can say this with a firm positive reinforcement is you look at Section B under that section, and they say that we know that the American Indians are excluded from the Constitution and the 14th Amendment. I mean, period. They're not a party to it, technically. They have to enter into treaties separately, aside the states. Are you following my logic here or reasoning?
I'm trying to grasp the fact that just because I was born in this geographical area, the United States has automatic claim to me? I'm now
yes, they do. That's the way it works.
I tell people
all the time.
American Indians are members of different countries.
Yeah, and if you look at B, they can be a U.S. national and citizen if they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But
they can join up.
The people of the states automatically are. And, you know, there's a plethora of evidence that says you are besides that, even the operations of law under the 14th Amendment and its legislation, which is, you know, one of the pieces of legislation that follow 14th Amendment parameters is 1401 under Title 8.
Now, how about the steps to rescind the Social Security contract?
That's all part of our process. And as Phil said, I was listening to the show today. And that's why I chimed in because, you know, SEDM and Family Guardian has been a thorn in my side for about 10 years now. For some reason, they got sued and they were told to take their site down and it's still up. or, you know, at least post that they were, sued by the government civilly and...
they're out of the state. I've been into them since August reading and studying, and it's opened up a lot. But evidently, according to you, this isn't the way, right?
Well, like Phil kind of mentioned, there's so much stuff on there, you don't know what to think. And I've heard this from other people. And the people that do study law that I've worked with, there's a lot of people in our society that study the law and understand where it's coming from. They go on SEDM or the Family Guardian website and say, there's a lot of wrong things on there. I can take that paper that, by the way, Chris Hansen, the guy that runs that thing, bought my book back in 2001 and totally twisted the information around. I can go in his book, that why a state national or whatever it is, or why a national is what it's called, and I can pick out mistakes on every page of it, just about. So you got to be really careful on what you're studying. And, you know, I venture to hate to say this, but I think that that's turned into a psyops operation. You know, all they have to do is put a lot of information up there. It looks impressive.
Yes.
And, put a little wrong information in there with it, and that's what they've done.
A little leaven rises the whole loaf.
Yep. So that
all right.
See, I have the theory that the only way the New World Order could combat this technology that's come out, which allows us to communicate now, which I'm referring to as the Internet, is put disinformation agents out there. And I can't, you know, tell who actually is or isn't. And then you have people think they know what they're doing out there, but they don't. And that's the problem.
Well, you know, it's like I've been out to, there's a state national movement here in, or a Restore the Republic movement here in Texas. And so I go out to the website and hell, some politician, you know, some guy who's an elected official is on the site. And so I, you know, go in there and I say, look, the 14th Amendment, here's the, you know, the what it does to you and how it makes you a slave to the Congress, and he just writes me back, oh no, that's not what it says at all, doesn't say that. And so people just deny the reality of the situation here, And so, you know, by living in denial, that just makes it all better. But, you know, the bottom line is the only way to opt out of Social Security and to opt out of, you know, Internal Revenue Service is to change your nationality.
Okay, one last question, and thank you for holding me for so long. I really appreciate that. I heard you say, the SEDM does not go into contacting your governor. Once I do that here in my state, and what if I decide to move to another state? Will that process have to be redone in the new state I move to?
Well, it depends what you decide to do. I myself claim my birth nationality, but I live in a different state. So that's what we teach. We're not teaching a conglomerated mess. And because I have done the research and I have an understanding of it, I can
teach it. We've got to go to break now, guys. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a few minutes with L.B. Bork and Richie from Louisiana. We'll be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, RBN listeners, by now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And, you know, we're visiting with our caller, Richie, from Louisiana, and with L.B. Bork, from the author of The Red Amendment. And, you know, Richie, I wish I could tell you this was a simple snap of the fingers, but you really have to learn to change the way you think. That's why I haven't opted out yet, is because, as they said in the movie Cool Hand Luke, you know, I'm just not thinking right.
In a process that validates.
What was that? Hello. Where did that come from?
Because somebody's listening in.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been studying law 15 years, and it isn't easy. And the people I surround myself with are two or three other people, and we have over 100 years research under our belts, and we are not tax protesters. Those people that you seem to want to follow are definitely tax protesters, and it's just dangerous. Another thing they do is they get people's passports, and the passports are issued to U.S. nationals, so they think they're getting them without, you know, there's some people that think because they get the passport without a Social Security number, it makes a difference. It doesn't matter. You're still a U.S. national, a citizen national, rather. But, you know, there's just too much to know, and we're trying to create a society where we're tight-knit and work together. And another thing is no one's individually sovereign. The law in the United States has never recognized that. It's the collective, like Phil said earlier in the show, that is the sovereign.
The political body of people
and
is the sovereign.
If you're a sovereign, you better have your own island to live on. Yeah, we're sovereign under God, but once you become part of a state or a country, the states now are under political insurgency. So to be part of a country or not be considered stateless, you got to give up part of your sovereignty, similar to what the states have done. And when you make that decision, you have obligations of, in some respects. And they're minimal under the constitutional system in America. And that's what we teach, how to live under the minimal aspects of the original system.
Basically, what we're learning is how to be self-governed again.
Yes.
How to take total responsibility for our actions. You have to understand, under the democracy, you know, we have limited liability. We can just throw up our hands and go, bankrupt. I stole a few million dollars. I spent it. Bankrupt.
Yeah. See, these are the things that are wandering around out there. Bankruptcy falls under private law. And I'm the only one that I'm aware of that teaches public and private law. I've never seen anything on SEDM about that. And this is what the ground problem is. Everyone's under private law. And private law has a scope of operation that it operates on. The legislatures enact acts that either have a public flavor or they're a private flavor. And the expatriation statute's a public flavor. I'm using flavor as a kind of a generic term. But, you know, private law only operates on certain people. And that's where people are missing the boat on this whole thing.
Well, we're out of time. Thanks for calling, gentlemen. Richie, you know, stay in touch with LB. Talk with him. He'll spend time with you. He'll give you the straight heads up. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up right after these messages from our sponsor. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm Bill Bozderick, and we are out of here.
The next